I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Check us out by going to aftermath.fm. That's aftermath.fm, place to listen to live. With a live feed coming out of aftermath.fm. Also around the world and on terrestrial radio stations across the country airing us, thanks to the Gab Network. Grateful to them for putting us out there. And Westwood One, we don't give them thanks enough, too. I mean, they're the reason why we're out here. And you, too, the listener, keeping us alive and reminding the program directors just how much you love this show. And we're grateful for you and everyone that supports us. Aftermath.media, of course, if you go there, you get the archives. That's just $4.99. If you want to have our library, which is the most important thing of all, with all the documentation stuff to back up what it is you talk about, what we talk about, then all you got to do is just get the $9.99, and you get the full library at aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. So I hope you had a fine weekend, a great weekend. I found out something. I'm COVID-free. Yeah, I had to go to a doctor's situation, had a doctor take a look at me, and they wouldn't see me unless I got a COVID test. So I got my COVID test, found out I'm COVID-free. And I told them, do I really have to do it? And they said, yeah. I said, oh. So I got the swab in the nose. But the good news was they got it for me within 45 minutes. Actually, the nurse didn't tell me till after an hour. But I got the, you know, it's a relief. It really is. It's a relief to know that, you know, the situation I was in with my health over the weekend was not COVID. It was something else. But they don't know what. So still figuring out what's going on. So in the meantime, I got to thinking about the weekend because it was during the weekend we heard about Joe Biden. Joe Biden, of course, according to the media, they projected his win because of the Electoral College and how, you know, they're saying that the votes went to Joe and he got the numbers in order to beat Donald Trump. And I felt a little weird about it. And the reason why I felt weird about it is because of, well, before Halloween, I was contemplating the balance I would give to all the major news stories with regard to the election. And I also had this thing about wanting to do paranormal stories. So there was even that moment where I was doing regular news stories, but I was making them paranormal. You know, I was kind of giving them a paranormal spin. That's what parapolitics is, really. Is you give them a paranormal spin, you try to point out the evil of them or whatever, you know, how you feel about them. I mean, I just feel there's a lot of evil going on. Of course, many people are seeing it now. Of course, they are seeing that something isn't right with the election. Of course, those who are supporters of Trump are saying that. Of course, if you're a Biden person, you're thinking, leave it alone. Don't do anything. We've won. Things are great. But see, it's difficult because there's so much going on that I'm sure that in the process of trying to figure out what it is I need to do and how to balance things out, I was overlooking a few things that certainly needed attention. So around the time we called out Dark Winter, remember? We talked about Dark Winter and how it was proposed that Dark Winter was supposed to happen in the winter of 2020. And long before Joe Biden even acknowledged it, if you remember, the plan was underway for this psychological operation that both political parties were aware of. Donald Trump confirmed that there would be a few things happening. He even said there won't be a dark winter. He said there'll be a viable vaccine on election day or by election day, he said. However, as we reported on Friday, there was a tabletop asymmetrical warfare exercise that was carried out 6 months ago where a fictitious election between Joe Biden and Donald Trump would wind up with Biden beating Trump with a called electoral vote. Now, we said on the show Friday that that would happen, that Biden would win by a substantial amount of, well, not really substantial, but by he would get what he needed, the 270, he'd get it. Actually, the scenario predicted a narrow Biden victory, 278 to 260. Okay. Now, this was the Transition Integrity Project. You remember we were talking about that? The Transition Integrity. It was actually done. It was put together by a war college, and they were doing this as an asymmetrical warfare exercise. If a civil war was to break out in the United States, this is how it would go. They're talking about sort of an 1876 type of scenario. Remember, we were talking about the Tilden Hayes fiasco. Well, so the scenario tabletop exercise, much like what they did with Event 201 for COVID-19, the scenario predicted the Biden victory, 278 to 260. And the group that represented Team Trump, they were told not to concede the election under no circumstances. They're supposed to hold out to the bitter end. And they were told they had to use whatever means necessary to secure the 10 electoral college votes to swing the election. And they were asked to focus on three of the swing states, in particular the ones that Biden had gained in, was Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, because in all three, Republicans control both branches of the legislature. Normally, the governor certifies the election results, and in all three states, the governor's a Democrat. But there is nothing to prevent the legislature from certifying a different election outcome. People need to understand that the electoral college votes December 14th, they go to the poll. They go and they cast their votes and certify the ballot, okay? So what you're hearing when people are going, yay, we did it, what they're hearing is they're just hearing the projected votes. It's all projected. There's nothing concrete. You realize this. I don't think anybody really figures that out. For those of us who remember 2000, we learned the hard way, right? For those of us who were thinking that Al Gore was winning the election. Both those of us who were in journalism were like, wow, Al Gore won it. Wow. And then, of course, after a while, we all look and it's what, George W. Bush won. How'd that happen? It's because people didn't know and they still don't know how it works. They don't know how that system works. And so, I don't want the United States, again, to learn the hard way. But then, I think to myself, maybe they should. I don't know how many times they need to get kicked in the nards to figure out what's going on, okay? Do they need another 2000 to shake them up? Do you need another 1876 to shake them up? I just don't think Americans think. I think they look at everything like a football game. And so this mock transition scenario, what I'm talking about on Friday, if you remember, the Republican Party basically went on the airwaves with claims of electoral fraud and insisted that Trump had been cheated of victory, just like what's happening now. The GOP filed suit to prevent the certification of the results. Attorney General William Barr supported the effort in his mock exercise by claiming to have detected efforts by Chinese intelligence, Antifa terrorists, and other enemies of the people to steal the election. Now, I don't think that's going to happen in reality, but anything's possible, right? Well, the goal was to tie up the proceedings in the courts at the state level and quickly force the Republican-dominated Supreme Court to intervene. This would mean a victory for Trump, right? And there's still people out there that are hopeful. So while this was going on in the mock exercise, chaos reigned in the streets, pro- and anti-Trump activists mobilizing massive protests and violence erupting. Democrats believed that mass protests could force the government to respect the election outcome, but the team representing Trump calculated that such chaos would help persuade the Supreme Court to intervene to shut down the dispute. In 2000, as I said before, two of the more moderate conservative justices, Sandra Day O'Connor and Anthony M. Kennedy, voted to end Florida's recount and hand the election over to George W. Bush. That was the upset. And, of course, we have dangling chads and all that stuff. Now we have hammer and scorecards. We have, Sharpies and all these other controversies are going on, watermarks. I don't want to go into all of them because, of course, I'm sure the mainstream media and the Internet's doing the best job for that because, all we know is that there's still that moment, there's that interval between when everybody's having their big celebrations to the reality, when this reality sets in, it's Dewey defeats Truman all over again, right? So the question is, was it all fictitious? I mean, this tabletop exercise, all of this, if it's real time now, except with the little details, not really filling in the blanks, but still a lot of details filling in the blanks. Is it all part of a psychological operation, and has it gone real time under the auspices of Dark Winter? Now, it would appear that a mock exercise has gone real world, and that a massive PSYOP is now being offered, and the media and the people are being led into it without a doubt because of the newfound feelings of unity and that whole fuzzy-wuzzy that they gave us over the weekend. You know, it's funny because, yeah, I mean, I was watching, oh, there's a whole new attitude in America now. Everybody feels like the witch is dead. Ding dong, the witch is dead. That's what I got out of this. Ding dong, the witch is dead. All the flying monkeys are gone. All the horrible things are over. Everything's warm and fuzzy. But, you know, something happened today that I read, and I kind of felt this way, the same, because I've been reporting it and watching it and saying to myself, you know what, I don't identify with certain groups. I don't identify with other groups either. But James Woods, the actor, tweeted today the sentiments of many conservative voters when he stated the country has been pummeled by the left like a battered wife. Now they're telling her to put on her sunglasses to hide her black eyes and go along like a little good little girl. Actually, this is what his words were. He said, and just like that, the rioting and the looting has ceased overnight. And now the half of the country that pummeled America like a battered wife is telling her to put on sunglasses, hide her black eye, be a good girl, and come together as one. Our answer? Go F yourself. That's basically what James Woods said. Kind of an interesting, you know, comparison, really. I mean, with all the looting and the rioting and the stuff being burned down, we're all supposed to just kind of smile and go, it's okay. We get it. Everything's going to be nice now. Everything's going to be fine now. There's no problems anymore. We'll just put on those glasses, cover our black eyes, and we'll just make up. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.